So how was the experience out there?
It was awesome. I thought, you know, for this to be my first time going against another team in practice, I thought it was really good for us, especially offensively, to play against, you know, a different group of guys for a day or for 2 days. You know, they give us a bunch of different looks and things like that. So, you know, we were chomping down on the film last night, you know, preparing for them. And I was very proud of the way we came out and competed offensively today. I'm sure the defense did a great job, too.
PJ, describe the environment out there right off the get-go. There was hitting. There were two or three scuffles. Describe what that's like and what do you get out of working in an environment?
That's football. That's football. When you have a bunch of guys that want to come out and compete and, you know, put their best foot forward. Each and every day, that's what you're going to have. I think we're all professionals. At the end of the day, we know, you know, we can't come out here fist fighting or anything like that. We're not going to get anything done that way. But, you know, you're going to have some tussles here and there. It's football.
Does this help you guys? I mean, does this picking it up like this just only helps you get better, I would think?
No question. No question. I think it kind of breaks up the monotony of, you know, a training camp. You know, you're going against the same guys each and every day. And we don't play those guys on Sunday. So, you know, to have an opportunity to go against a different defense and different faces. Obviously, Coach LeBeau is one of the best defensive coordinators in NFL history. So get a chance to, you know, work against him for 2 days. For me personally, to see Big Ben in action, you know, to watch him and see how he prepares for every practice and how he goes in and out from each day is a huge opportunity for me. So I just try to take advantage of it.
You guys keep it relatively simple in terms of snap count, checks at the lines. Did you kind of play it straightforward today?
We played ball. We didn't, you know, tone anything down. We did our normal protocol as far as our plays. You know, it's just a matter of us going out there and executing against what they do on defense.
How do you feel your day went against these Steelers?
I thought it went well. I thought, you know, it was a few balls I wish I could have had back. But beside that, I thought, you know, we were very good on third down. You know, we executed. I know early in the practice we were rolling. You know, I got a chance to go with the first and the second group, you know, so that was very good. And, you know, the more at-bats I get, you know, the happier I'll be as far as, you know, just getting a chance to be better each play.
The tight ends have been nicked up a lot early in camp. They're finally coming around and getting a little bit healthier here. Did you kind of feel, it looked like you were on the same page with them, maybe as good as you have been all camp in the passing game?
I think it was just one of those days. You know, I thought I've been on, you know, on page or on mark with all of our guys. You know, I think that's just a matter of, you know, our quarterback play. Just got to be accurate and put the ball on those guys and allow them to make a play. But Scott did a great job. Lee did a great job, too. So, you know, they just happened to be open, just find a cavity within their defense, and that's where they were. And that's what I did, just threw the ball to them.
Thanks, CJ. Speed compared to, like, when you played them last year, you know, in Pittsburgh. Is the practice as fast as the games?
It's always different. I think anytime you're in a game atmosphere, because you're live too, you know. So not that it slows it down at all for a quarterback, but you know, a game is a game. You know, it's very hard to imitate a game and, you know, in a practice atmosphere. But you know, it was a step below a game. You know, I still feel like those guys were coming. They were bringing their normal blitzes, and we picked it up. O-line did a great job protecting and allowing me to get the ball out to our receivers.
You did. Doug Whaley said that he sort of hopes that you can become a Big Ben type of quarterback. So is it good to kind of hang around him? And
huge.
I guess,
definitely.
What you could become.
Definitely. I've always been a huge fan of Big Ben. You know, growing up in Virginia, it's not far from Pittsburgh. You know, and obviously early in his career, he, you know, took those guys to the Super Bowl. So, you know, like I said earlier, you know, to get an opportunity to come out and practice with him, quote unquote, is awesome. You know, so I'm very excited about coming back out tomorrow and having another good day.
EJ, what happened on the play that you got taken down?
I don't know. I just remember I landed on the ground. So I think it was just their pass rush, you know, got up in the backfield a little bit, tried to step up and throw the ball. Just happened to fall.
So. Did it hit your arm or?
I think somebody went low down and I just kind of tripped over them. But the ball was out, so, you know, I was fine. Nothing to worry about.